Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you from the SDN NFE World Congress in The Hague, Netherlands, and I'm joined by Axel Klauberg, Vice President, IP End-to-End and Infrastructure Cloud at Deutsche Telekom. Welcome, Axel.
Thanks.
So, Axel, why don't we just start with an introduction of your scope of focus at Deutsche Telekom and how that relates to the topic of the day.
Well, within Deutsche Telekom's strategy and technology innovation team, I'm on one side responsible for the IP end-to-end infrastructure, on the other side for our infrastructure cloud architecture. Mm-hmm. So at this event here 6 years ago, we were presenting for the first time at a large audience what we are doing. That also kind of helped kicking off the SDNFV at that time. So it's very much related to what's discussed here at SDN and NFV. Today, my activity in the Intel Network Builders event was with my kind of night job. That's I'm the chairman of the board of the Telecom Infra Project. We had founded back in March 2016 together with Intel, Nokia, SK Telecom, and Facebook.
Now, you just mentioned two really important standards bodies. And why don't we just start with why are standards so critical for the transformation of the network? And why has Deutsche Telekom invested in this area?
Without standards, we wouldn't have the global communication we're all used to. So I think the importance of standards for this industry, it's not questioned at all. The challenge I see is, despite all the value the traditional standardization process has brought, and here 3GPP, just to mention one example, we have to ask ourselves, how are we actually operating in this new cloud software-dominated world? And here we see that other organizations are becoming important. Organizations, for example, developing open source, like Linux Foundation, or especially here the Linux Foundation Networking Fund, for example, driving the development of ONAP, but also a couple of other adjacent activities. And there are new organizations which are kind of applying the open source mindset as well to the hardware world. So the Open Compute Project is one example, or the Telecom Infra Project taking that thought and extending it to the overall telecom infrastructure. And these organizations on one side are helping us to be more agile and sometimes work in a slightly different way than we were used to in traditional standardization. So typically in an agile open source world, or what we are doing within TIP, we are working classical agile ways. So we are designing a minimal viable product once you have agreed on a use case to get started with, but then go in an iterative development from there and not spend an extended period of time first discussing use cases and then negotiating what could be in a standard. That's a slightly different way of working what's happening in the open source world or with other open organizations like TIP.
You announced TIP, I believe, at Mobile World Congress earlier this year, and it really reads as a who's who of industry leaders from across the comm space as well as the cloud space. You've got some interesting partners there. Why this group of vendors working together, and what should we take from the fact that it's not just the comms infrastructure providers, but we've also got Facebook and others involved?
Yeah, so TIP was announced back at the Mobile World Congress 2016, so almost 3 years ago. And the question we have to ask ourselves is the pace of innovation in this ecosystem we are living in from the telco perspective, is that actually fast enough? Or do we need to accelerate innovation? And I think when we look at the exponential traffic growth, and I don't see any end to the traffic growth, when we look at Moore's law flattening out, so developments on the hardware side itself won't help us that much anymore as they did in the past to keep our production cost under control. And unfortunately for traditional services, ARPU, well, if we're lucky, flat, or in many markets actually shrinking, that's not a good combination. So I think we need to accelerate the pace of innovation. Now, the classical ecosystem, for various reasons, is not delivering the pace we actually need. Mm-hmm. So the idea we have with these organizations, bringing established vendors, bringing startups, bringing systems integrators, bringing internet companies and the telcos together to work collaboratively on a new approach not only building technology, but also rolling out technology and producing at scale. I think that is indeed something interesting. And the indicators we're seeing so far is that it's actually working out.
Where do you see TIP going in the next couple of years? When do you know you've achieved some important milestones towards the goals that you set out?
So when you start a new organization, obviously you're trying to focus on a couple of areas where you show that the principles are actually working. So we identified four areas within the Telecom Infra project. One was the Open RAN, one was the vRAN front haul, the millimeter wave, and Open Cellular. We took as kind of wave one technologies. And through early trials, starting in labs, for example, the TIP community labs around the globe, then going into customer trials, and then finally going into the procurement phase. And then hopefully after 2020, you're going to see large-scale rollout. So we're at the interesting phase right now that we are entering the procurement phase for these technologies. So, for example, Vodafone and Telefonica had issued joint RFI on Open RAN technologies. That is a project group which is co-chaired between Intel and Vodafone within TIP. And so that is an interesting move. You're going to see similar things happening in other areas as well. Let's take the very successful millimeter wave work. That group within TIP is chaired between Facebook and Deutsche Telekom. We have built a very successful trial in Hungary with our colleagues at Magyar Telekom and preparing for a second trial now. And well, the logical next step is also bring that into procurement. And here it's actually a great proof that you're not only seeing some ODMs just producing some boxes, but you also see the OEMs moving into that space as well. And I think that's a great proof that the market is actually developing and that it's possible to change the way we're working.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we started with these four wave one technologies, but now the interesting challenge is how to broaden this.
Sure.
And how to do the same in other areas.
When you look at the requirements for communications networks over the next few years and the basically insatiable demand for more delivery of data and without a lot of additional cost, what are the things that you want to see TIP expand to address? Or, you know, are there areas where you think that the industry should use the same types of approaches as TIP, even if the work doesn't happen within TIP?
Yeah, so when we look at, for example, the automation challenge the industry has, that actually allows many organizations to focus on various topics around automation. For example, the Linux Foundation Networking Fund is driving ONAP. But you have to ask yourself as well, what else do you need just beside ONAP when you look at the traditional OSS, BSS space? I think that is something we have to look at from an industry perspective as well. So in London, we're going to have our annual TIP summit, and we're trying out the messages with Birds of a Feather sessions, which new technologies actually find enough interest to form project groups, and really looking forward to those interactive discussions we're going to have. And I would expect indeed that we see a broader approach. But here, definitely the partnership between TIP, the Open Compute Project, Linux Foundation, and other organizations like ORAN, for me, is critical for success. Because we as telcos have only a very limited set of resources. And the same is true for the vendors participating in there and definitely for startups as well. So if we would spread ourselves too thin and if there would be duplication of effort, we would have messed up. So I think it's an important task actually to make sure that we don't have overlaps in this work.
Now, you mentioned that you gave a presentation here at SDN NFE World Congress at the Intel Network Builders event. When you speak to the industry, what is the response to TIP and what has been the uptake of industry engagement in this space?
So far, we have way more than 500 members within TIP, so there is a lot of interest. Over time, we saw more and more people becoming active, companies becoming active, and also going into sharing mode. So you see a typical development in these open organizations. First, you see a lot of people just visiting and listening, and then over time, more and more people become active in such an organization. And for me, that is the critical part. We have, as mentioned, more than 500 companies. Now, we don't have 500 active companies in TIP, but I would like to be better on that side to pull more active contributions in from the various players in the industry.
Well, my final question for you then is, if folks are listening online and they want to learn more about TIP and getting involved, where would you send them for more information?
The telecominfraproject.com website should give you all the information.
Axel, always a pleasure to see you. Thank you so much for being on Chip Chat.
Thank you.